Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening show, we'll fulfill a request and celebrate the birthdays of Henry Bussey, Grant Clark, and Archie Gottler. And for the first time on the show, we'll spotlight Douglas Ferber. A few months ago, I played Dentist Chair Blues by Laura Bryant with Clarence Williams and mentioned that Hattie McDaniel had also recorded it. Listeners Bob Lines and Barbara Sunday, who host Don't Touch That Dial at midnight on the first Monday of each month on KPFK here in Los Angeles, liked Laura Bryant's version but wanted to hear Hattie McDaniel's rendition or anything by her. So we're going to make a follow-up visit to the dentist in an entire segment dedicated to Hattie McDaniel.
Good morning, lady. What can I do for you?
Oh, doctor, put me in your dentist chair and pull my agent, too.
Just come right to my private office.
I'm having so much trouble with the toothache blues. I'm having so much trouble with the toothache blues.
Too bad, too bad. I'll fix it for you.
My hopeful it's got me for walking and wearing out my shoes. Oh, doctor, I need a quick filling dentist. I'm feeling mean and poor. Oh, doctor,
I'm a quick filling dentist. You won't feel your loss.
At night I'm hot with fever, and I just roll and
roll. Now be patient, lady. Get up in this dentist chair.
Lordy, Lordy, oh Lord, look out there, look out there, Doc.
It's just a long job dropping.
Don't make me pull my hair.
I'm going to put my drill in your cavity.
What's that now, doctor? What's that funny thing? I see you getting ready for my.
It's just cocaine and liquor. Prone from pain, you'll be free.
Oh, doctor. Oh,
Yeah. program, I'll give you yes instead.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you know this gas will ease your aching head.
When you laid me back, my senses left me there.
Didn't I tell you, you feel like an angel floating in the air?
Yes, doctor. Oh, yes, just now remember what happened with you there. Lord, 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 I woke up weak and dizzy.
My treatment tell the folks in your neighborhood.
Yes, doctor, I surely will, for you really done me so good.
Now, lady, that'll cost you just $5.
Oh, doctor, you're rough, but you're so good.
Singing her own composition, I Thought I'd Do It, that was Hattie McDaniel, recording for OK in Chicago on December 14, 1927. Hattie McDaniel is best remembered today for her role in Gone with the Wind and for being the first African-American to be nominated for and to win an Academy Award. But before her acting career as a teenager, she toured the Pantages and Orpheum vaudeville circuits, singing with George Morrison's orchestra. After appearing in over 70 movies during the 30s, in 1947 she starred on radio in The Beulah Show. It moved to television in 1951, and she appeared in the first three episodes before becoming too ill to continue working. Hattie McDaniel died of breast cancer in 1952. Before I Thought I'd Do It, we heard her with Papa Charlie Jackson, credited on the label of that Paramount 78 as Dentist Jackson. Not the highest fidelity and kind of hard to listen to. That recording is from March of 1929. This very day, May 19th, marks the birth in Magdeburg, Germany in 1894 of Henry Bussey. In 1916, he emigrated to the U.S. and found work playing trumpet in a movie theater pit orchestra, after which he formed his own band and toured the country, ending up in San Francisco, where the band broke up. In 1917, he was playing trumpet with a Frisco jazz band, and the following year he joined the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, where he was a major contributor, co-composing several of the band's early hit songs, including Hot Lips and Wang Wang Blues. Bussey stayed with Whiteman until 1928, when he left the band and formed the Henry Bussey Orchestra. The Henry Bussey Orchestra appeared in a number of films, including Paramount's Bussey Rhythm in 1938. After the war, Henry moved to California, where in 1954, along with the King Sisters, they had a successful engagement right here in the Casino Ballroom in Avalon. The band continued to record and perform up until Bussey's death on April 23, 1955, in Memphis, Tennessee. Last year, when we spotlighted Henry Bussey, we played four of his orchestra's recordings. This year we're going to play nothing but Henry Bussey compositions, starting with Nothing But.
Thank you. Thank you.
There are lots of recordings of Hot Lips out there, in particular one by Paul Whiteman, but there's a version you've probably never heard. That was Bobby Lee and his Music Landers with the Henry Bussey, Henry Lang, and Lou Davis composition recorded in New York around September of 1922. Pianist Bobby Lee worked briefly with Wilbur Sweatman in vaudeville before forming his own band and going on the road with husband and wife singers Juanita Stinnett and Thomas Chappelle. They made a few records on their own Chappelle and Stinnett label, a product of the C&S Phonograph Record Company, and which were probably only for sale at the vaudeville houses where they played. Hot Lips is on Chappelle and Stinnett 5012B from Matrix J112. Before Bobby Lee, it was Ben Pollack with Jimmy McPartland, Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, Vic Brightis, Dick Morgan, Harry Goodman, and Ray Baduc as Ben's Bad Boys and Wang Wang Blues. That Bussy, Gus Mueller, and Theron E. Buster Johnson collaboration was recorded by Victor on January 22, 1929. That was preceded by the Broadway Dance Orchestra, an Edison House band, and Take Two of Haunting Blues. Henry Bussey is given sole credit on the label of that June 30, 1922 Edison recreation, but Walter Hirsch and Buster Johnson had a hand in it as well. We started off our tribute to Henry Bussey with Nothing But Nothing But, nothing spelled with a U. That was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra on March 1, 1923. Nothing But was composed by Bussey, Sam Ward, and Ferdy Groffet.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week, May 14th, marked the birth in 1891 in Akron, Ohio, of lyricist Grant Clark, with an E. His mother was a stage actress, and his father was manager of the advertising department of the B.F. Goodrich Company. It was probably after his time, but I wonder if the elder Clark had anything to do with the silver-masked tenor campaign. Anyway, young Grant acted as a teenager, but learned to play piano, and deciding on a career in music, he moved to New York City in 1910. He got his break when he wrote Dat's Harmony for Burt Williams. His composer collaborators included Milton Ager, Harry Axt, Fred Fisher, James Hanley, and Harry Warren, and in 1914 he became a charter member of ASCAP. He moved to Hollywood and between 1929 and 31 wrote songs for more than 20 movies. Grant Clark died on May 16, 1931 of heart failure just 2 days after his 40th birthday, but during his short time on Earth he wrote more than 100 songs, including Secondhand Rose, Ragtime Cowboy Joe, There's a Little Bit of Bad in Every Good Little Girl, My Little Bimbo Down on the Bamboo Isle, and these.
Thank you. just like a weary river that keeps winding endlessly. Fate has been a very cheerful giver to most everyone but me. Oh, how long it took me to learn. Hope is strong and tides have to turn. And now I know that every weary river someday meets the sea.
Thank you.
Ben Selvin and his orchestra with Smith Ballou providing the vocal on Am I Blue, superbly recorded by Columbia on July 5, 1929. That Grant Clark-Harry Angst collaboration is included in the 1929 Warner Brothers picture On With the Show, the first all-talking, all-color feature, which also included the pair's Lift the Juleps to Your Tulips. Sounds good to me. Am I Blue was preceded by Weary River, a Grant Clark-Louis Silvers product performed there by Bob Herring and his orchestra on February 27, 1929. The vocalist was Dick Robertson. We began our tribute to Grant Clark with Lannon's Southern Serenaders and Shake It and Break It, written with vaudeville performer Louis Frank Chia, better known as Signor Frisco. That's from a Regal 78, one of three separate recordings the band made of the tune in August of 1921, the others on Pathé Actuel and Black Swan. The voice on that recording urging the group to shake it and break it was that of Sam Lennon. Last week, May 14th, marked the birth in 1896 in New York City of composer Archie Gottler. He graduated from Long Island Business College but became a pianist in silent movie theaters where he composed for many silent films and wrote the scores for the Fox movie Tone Follies of 1929 and 1930's Happy Days. He also wrote songs for the Ziegfeld Follies and Broadway Brevities. Archie Gottler died in California on June 24, 1959. One of his best-known songs was the patriotic America, I Love You, introduced in 1915 by Eva Tangay, but his other hits include Would You Rather Be a Colonel with an Eagle on Your Shoulder or a Private with a Chicken on Your Knee, What Do You Mean by Loving Somebody Else, Love Me or Leave Me, To Whom It May Concern, and these. Thank you.
said, go and get the moon. I'd go right out and get the moon. That's how I feel about you, sweetheart. No matter what the task may be, I'll do just what you ask of me. That's how I feel about you, sweetheart. Is there no way I can prove my great love for you? Just as you say, I'm what's made, I will see it through. For you, dear, if I can't have you for my own, I'd rather go through life alone. That's how I feel about you, sweetheart.
And our bank account is low. We go right on smiling. Are we downhearted? No. Though we never get a tumble from the people that we know. Still we never grumble. Are we downhearted? No. We have no diamond rings or fancy clothes. But we have other things much nicer, goodness only knows. We just live on love and kisses. Do we love it? Oh, oh, oh. What a great world this is. Are we downhearted? No, no, no. Are we downhearted? No.
It's pretty tough to be downhearted when listening to music like that. That was the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra, directed by Ben Selvin, credited on the label of that Harmony 78 as Barney Trimble's Orchestra, and the musical question, Are We Downhearted? With the emphatic answer, No. You probably recognize the vocalist on that Halloween 1928 recording as Irving Kaufman, singing the Benny Davis lyric. Before that, it was Waring's Pennsylvanians with Fred and the orchestra singing the Benny Davis lyric to Archie Gottler's tune, That's How I Feel About You. That Victor recording was made in Chicago on January 31, 1929. We began our tribute to Archie Gottler with Oreste and his Queensland Orchestra and the Gottler-Charlie Tobias-Maceo Pinkard collaboration, Lila. The vocalist on that March 26, 1928 Edison record was Bert Dixon. Last week, May 13th, marked the birth in 1885 in London of Lewin Michael Sultan. You know him better as British lyricist and playwright Douglas Ferber. Best known for the lyrics to the 1937 song The Lambeth Walk and the libretto to the musical Me and My Girl, composed by Noel Gay, from which it came, his songwriting career began in collaboration with Australian-born composer A. Emmett Adams, with whom he wrote The Bells of St. Mary's in 1914. Other collaborators included Philip Bram, Johnny Green, L. Arthur Rose, and Ray Noble. Douglas Ferber died on February 20, 1961, also in London. Here are three from the pen of Douglas Ferber. Thank you.
Her disposition is so sweet, it simply sweeps you off your feet. Shy, unobtrusive, demure and elusive, she's such a comfort to me. I love the donuts that she bakes, I love the dough her father makes. She's got a dimple and ways that are simple, she's such a comfort to me. I don't need a lot of money, she's got economic brains. We go walking when it's sunny and stay in when it rains. I love to hold her hands for hours, she doesn't care for chalks or flowers. Thrifty and frugal, her name is MacDougal, she's such a comfort to me.
Of them did, poor broken blossom and nobody's child, haunting and taunting, you're just kind of wild. Old Limehouse blues, I've the real Limehouse blues, learn from the Chinkies those sad China blues. Rings on your fingers and tears for your crown, that is the story of old Chinatown.
Of the literally dozens of vintage recordings of Limehouse Blues that I have, that's the only one with the Douglas Ferber lyric. So even though it's not in the best of condition, I went with that March 25, 1931 Mellotone record. Limehouse refers to the Limehouse district of East London on the northern bank of the River Thames, which at the beginning of the 20th century was a notorious slum which consisted primarily of sailors who worked on boats traveling in and out of London. There was a small Chinese community in Limehouse, but authors Thomas Burke and Sax Rohmer wrote stories which portrayed it as a mysterious and dangerous place. It was a story from Burke's Limehouse Nights, which was the basis for D.W. Griffith's 1919 film Broken Blossoms, which in turn inspired the creation of Limehouse Blues. Before Limehouse Blues, it was a Brunswick record from February of 1930 in a lot better shape. That was Ben Burney and his orchestra with the vocal by Pat Kennedy on She's Such a Comfort to Me. The tune is by Arthur Schwartz, and Donovan Parsons collaborated with Ferber on the lyric. We began with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and an instrumental version of Dancing Honeymoon, which was published in 1922 by Harms Incorporated. There were two previous songs with the same title, one by Charles N. Grant, copyright August 13, 1919, and one composed by A. W. Jansen with lyrics by Tom Grove, copyrighted April 9, 1918. None of the versions of the Philip Bram, Douglas Ferber, Ballard MacDonald song that I have contain the words, so I'll recite them for you. I hated dancing till I met you. It never found me until I felt your arms around me. This craze for dancing, I loathed it too. But now I've got it badly, rather badly, just because I met you. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.